はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようリマ。
夏子です。
ヨシです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 81. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Alright, we're back with the final day.
Final day?
Final day of speaking about to want.
Oh.
Well, to want to do something, yes.
Don't surprise me.
No, Natsuko, we'll be around for a while.
Yes, please.
Okay, so again, this is part three, the third lesson dealing with want to do. Now, this differs to want something. We're talking about want to do something. Now, if you missed the previous two lessons, please see Wednesday and Tuesday's lesson, or beginner lesson 80 and beginner lesson number 79. All right, before we get in, Yoshi-san, 今日元気ですか?
元気です。夏子さん、元気ですか?
今日もとっても元気です。ピーターは?
今日は絶好調です。
今日も絶好調ですね。あれ?
Nope, just today.
そう
ですね。今日も絶好調です。Okay.Now, the reason that I'm feeling so good, we're feeling so good, is today we have a very interesting conversation. So, what we're going to do is get right in. Here we go.
やっと同窓会ですね。川村さん、お久しぶりです。
ああ、渡辺くん、お久しぶりです。
10年ぶりですね。
ああ、そうですね。卒業以来ですね。
実は、あなたに言いたいことがあります。
え、何ですか?
ずっと昔から言いたかったけど、私は恥ずかしがり屋だったから、あの時言うことができませんでした。
実は、私もあなたに言いたいことがあります。
え?私に?何ですか?もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。やっと同窓会ですね。川村さん、お久しぶりです。
あ、渡辺くん、お久しぶりです。
10年ぶりですね。
そうですね。卒業以来ですね。
実は、あなたに言いたいことがあります。
え、何ですか?
ずっと昔から言いたかったけど、私は恥ずかしがり屋だったから、あの時言うことができませんでした。
実は私もあなたに言いたいことがあります。
え、私に何ですか?次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。やっと同窓会ですね。
Finally, the reunion, right?
川村さん、お久しぶりです。
Miss Kawamura, it's been a long time.
ああ、渡辺くん、お久しぶりです。
ああ、Mr. Watanabe, it's been a long time.
10年ぶりですね。
It's been 10 years, right?
ああ、そうですね。卒業以来ですね。
That's right. Since graduation, right?
実は、あなたに言いたいことがあります。
The truth is, I have something I want to say to you.
え、何ですか?
Huh? What?
ずっと昔から言いたかったけど、
For a long time, I've wanted to say it, but
私は恥ずかしがり屋だったから、
In the past, I was shy.
あの時言うことができませんでした。
And at that time, I couldn't say it.
実は、私もあなたに言いたいことがあります。
The truth is, I have something I want to say to you too.
え?私に?何ですか?
Huh? Me? What? So, Natsuko-san, what did you think of today's conversation?
Pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yes. And as you could probably tell, we have started another mini-series.
This one's not a penguin, right?
Not a penguin. And this one also...Well, as of right now, it doesn't seem to have too many, how can we say politely crazy people or, I know, interesting characters in this one.
Yes.
But then again, we never know what will happen here. Natsuko-san, can we ask Yoshi-san what he thought of this in Japanese?
Yoshi-san, この会話はどう思いましたか？
なんだか青春ドラマが始まりそうな予感がします。
そうですね。
Wait, wait. What kind of drama? Give it to us one more time, Yoshi-san.
青春ドラマ。
Natsuko-san, お願いします。
Drama of younger days.
We're not that old, Natsuko-san. Sorry, Yoshi-san, we're not that old. Come on, this is right around our time. 10-year reunions?
Yes.
Now, the characters in this word. What was the word? One more time, Yoshi-san. お願いします。
Seishun.
So, Natsuko, what was the first kanji in this word?
Sei.
And this is?
Blue.
Now, what does this blue, what does blue imply in Japanese?
It often means young and maybe immature.
Why would it mean this?
I think there are several reasons, but one is because in Japanese, sometimes you call something green blue.
Yeah, so this is crossing over for this color.
Mm-hmm.
And the green is associated with...
The fruits are still not ripe.
All right. So the rest of the word was?
Shun.
And what does this kanji mean?
Spring.
Green spring or blue spring.
Yes. And in this word, it means the springtime of your life.So, early days.
But you can always have seishun in your heart.
Did you hear that?
Oh, what a sentimental guy. Yoshi-san. And how will we say this in Japanese?
How about, 一生青春?
Natsuko-san, verdict please.
I agree.
All right, there it is. A Yoshi-san original. Young at heart.
Yes.
Now again, this is... us creating words and creating conversations. So I don't think this is the accepted norm for young at heart. Yeah. But if you're spending time with Yoshi-san, it's going to be okay.
Okay.
All right. So let's get into vocab. Today we don't have too many words, but what we do have, we're going to look at thoroughly. So here we go. Natsuko-san, first word, onegai shimasu.
最初のキーワードは同窓会。
School reunion.
Do, u, so.う、かい、同窓会。
Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san if she's been to her school reunion.
Natsuko-san, 同窓会に行きましたか？
しばらく行っていません。
So Natsuko hasn't been. You haven't been to a school reunion?
For a while, yes.
Yeah, my 10-year reunion was a couple of years ago, but unfortunately I couldn't go because I was in Japan.
You should have invited all of them to Japan. Hey, gather!
Would you like to pay for 300 tickets, Natsuko? Or maybe I could have convinced them to have it in Tokyo. Ooh, we'll see. But school reunion. Now, are there other types of reunions?
How about 同期会?
And what's this?
It's basically the same with 同窓会, but it's usually used for company.
Ah, so people who have retired.
Not always, but, you know, they hold 同期会 among those who still work.
Ah.
But also for someone who retired. And it's a gathering for people who entered the company on the same year.
Now I see. So kind of like the school reunion is for the class of 93 or something.
Yes, yes.
And what was the word one more time, please?
同期会.
And this is for people who would enter the company in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you call them 同期, the same year.
I see. Now, school reunion, one more time, please.
同窓会.
Now, is this for elementary school, middle school, high school, and university?
Maybe, yes. I think so.
Okay, yeah, but elementary school reunion, I don't know if I've ever heard of that.
Oh, really? They do have it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So in Japan, they actually have elementary school reunions.
Yes, they do.
Wow. Yes, again, we'd love to hear what's going on in your country. Please let us know how often you get together, what's going on there. Please keep the posts coming. All right, next we have.
次のキーワードはブリ、ブリ、ブリ。
Now, this is a suffix when attached means for the first time in. In the dialogue, what did we have?
10年ぶり。
So the
ブリ
is attached to the time.Which in this case was?
10年.
For the first time in 10 years. So how would we say for the first time in 1 year?
1年ぶり
First time in 6 months?
6ヶ月ぶり
First time in 1 month?
1ヶ月ぶり
But Natsuko-san, is this a little too short to use ぶり?
It depends on cases, you know. Maybe someone will joke like, Ah, 24時間ぶり!
The first time in 24 hours.
Yes.
Yoshi-san liked that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna use it.
Logically, it's correct.
Okay, so there's no time limit. I guess it depends on how often you do something.
Yes, right.
Again, this is a suffix attached to a certain amount of time. Okay, next.
次のキーワードは以来
Since.
以来以来
Natsuko-san, can you give us an example?
お正月以来全く休みがありません。
I haven't had a holiday since New Year's.
Is that about you, Peter?
I think about all of us, Natsuko-san. Everybody here.
Oh, no.
But recently, I think we're almost there. Almost. But still, 6 months is too long.
Yes.
Now, what we want to point out about irai is you add this to a noun.
Yes.
There's no possessive marker in there. No. What we do is add it directly to the noun. In the dialogue we had,
卒業以来.
Since graduation. In the example we just looked at, we had
お正月以来.
Again, 以来 gets added to the noun. Next we have
次のキーワードは恥ずかしがり屋.
Shy.
恥ずかしがり屋. 恥ずかしがり屋.
Now Yoshi-san, what word does this come from?
恥ずかしい.
And this means, Natsuko-san?
Feel embarrassed.
Yes. The difference between hazukashi and hazukashigariya is the E from hazukashi gets dropped and we add on
gari and then ya.
So, shy person. What is the character at the end, that ya, the kanji at the end?
It means house.
So, the house of someone feeling embarrassed, shy.
And often used for stores.
Good point. So this is what we have for shy. Natsuko-san, can we ask Yoshi-san what's the opposite of shy?
Yoshi-san, 恥ずかしがり屋 の 反対は何ですか?
積極的な人 or maybe 社交的な人.
Both would be okay.
Yes, there are many ways.
Yeah, I think in Japanese there are a few ways to say outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
The first one Yoshi-san gave us was
積極的.
And the second one was
社交的.
Now, more about these in the PDF. Now, let's move on to today's point. Today's point is the past tense of wanting to do something. Now, if we remember, tai is actually an auxiliary adjective. So it's added to the masu stem of verbs to indicate one wants to do something. Now, since it ends in e, it's conjugated as an e adjective. Now, Natsuko-san, how do we say today it's hot in Japanese?
今日は Atsui.
How do we say yesterday was hot?
昨日は暑かった.
The E becomes?
買った.
Again, the conjugation of E adjectives to the past tense, E becomes?
買った.
Now, in the dialogue, what did we have?
ずっと昔から言いたかった.
I wanted to say, for a long time, I wanted to say. So we turn
言いたい.
Into?
言いたかった.
The E becomes
買った.
And this is the way we conjugate to the past tense. So if you want something, it's
たい.
If you wanted something,
たかった.
Yes, and of course, before this comes the appropriate masu stem of the verb. Okay, now, one more thing we'd like to look at. In today's dialogue, we often use the structure
ことがあります.
Now, koto means thing. And arimasu is to exist for inanimate objects. So there exists this thing. Now, what did we put in front of this?
言いたいことがあります.
There is this thing I want to say. And it's quite a different construction than I want to say. Now, we're going to have more about these two constructions in the PDF. But we wanted to point out that you'll often hear in Japanese, koto, which is actually a nominalizer. It turns the phrase into a noun, before があります, there is this thing, and before koto explains what this thing is. All right, so that's going to do it.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。